Good morning, everyone, and happy Mother's Day. My name is Lauren Sands, and I am a graduating senior attending St. Francis. I will graduate from Peninsula High School this June and attend Pacific University in the fall, where I plan on minoring in dance. My parents are Jennifer and Alex Sands, and they have been going to St. Francis for the past 27 years. I have an older brother, William, younger brother William, and older sister Emma, and we have all been baptized here and have helped serve the church by acolyting. On this Mother's Day, it's important for all of us to appreciate the motherly figures we have in life and acknowledge all of the things they have taught us. Even for those who are without a mother, there's without a doubt a woman in your life who has loved you as a mother would. My mom has shown me nothing but unconditional love during this time of transition into adulthood, and I know she will continue to show this love as I leave for college. In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his disciples of his commandments, love God and love others. When we simply look at our neighbor and express love towards one another, we are living in God's joy. My mom has always loved her neighbors as herself, and has demonstrated this to me and my siblings. Every Christmas, my family takes out the many advent calendars from the attic, and my mom fills them up with candy and notes. Her notes will range from, let's make hot chocolate and watch the elf, or say something nice to a stranger at school today. This random act of kindness she bestows on us shows us the type of mother she is, full of love. And she doesn't just show it to her children, but spreads it to strangers and encourages us kids to do the same in order to spread God's joy. Following Jesus' commandments makes us citizens of heaven here on earth. God has placed mothers to be in this world as living images of himself. God's love is unconditional, patient, selfless, kind, and gentle. And all motherly figures hold these values and make life worth living every day. My mom has shown nothing but unconditional love towards me during my transition into college. During this lengthy process, my mom has been by my side every step of the way. She has helped me set up my Common App account and has sat with me day after day as we clawed our way through turning in the last application. I remember first typing into Google college application as she sat next to me, and was slow to anger when I had mistakenly misspelled college and had written collage. Turns out there's not an A in college. She had patiently corrected me while not making me feel any less of myself. Her gentle and kind approach through this entire college application process had made something intimidating and dreadful actually a great memory we both get to share. Again, in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his disciples in verse 13 that no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Jesus is selfless and gave his life for ours so that we may live a full life. Not once did Jesus put himself first. He was once living as a member of the Holy Trinity, but then essentially took the life of a servant because he knew that would show love towards us. Jesus sacrificed his life for ours, and mothers do the same. My mom's love is selfless. If you didn't know, my mom is a fourth grade teacher, and every year she would single-handedly make me, my brother and sister, and even dad lunches for school. Every day, she wakes up early and makes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, cuts up apples, peels the skin off of mine, but keeps it on for my brother, and makes my dad some sort of salad in a bag. This year, I have a zero period at school, and I have to leave the house before anyone else is up. For the first time ever, I have started to make my own lunches and give back to my mom to spare her from making just one more lunch. However, even though she can now sleep in a few extra minutes, she still decides to get up early in the morning, to see me and check if I need anything before I leave the house. My mom's selflessness reinforces the lesson of laying down one's life for one's friend that we saw in verse 13. As I transition into college, I will walk in God's love, just as my mom has taught me. Being like Jesus and putting others before myself will only spread God's eternal love and joy. My mom thinks of everything. Every little detail that is needed to succeed, she has the answer for and graciously gives out. Her gentle approach to life and unconditional love is greatly appreciated and well received by all. God has placed mothers here on earth as a symbol of his love and the sacrifices he has made. Mothers let us live our lives to the fullest and carefully prepare us for life's adventures. So to all the motherly figures out there, we appreciate you, we thank you, and we love you. Amen.